Another question is sometimes we do something for another person when we help them, but when we need their help, they don't help us. So what do we do? Yes, the nature of relationships in this world is that people don't always reciprocate the way we expect them to. So overall, if we look at our life, sometimes we also get help from unexpected quarters. You know, if we look at our life, you know, whenever we have succeeded, you know, somewhere something, you know, maybe we needed a job and somebody suggested you go here, somebody gave a contact there or whatever. If we look at our life, often our mind magnifies the times when things went wrong, when people didn't help us. But if we look at the other times, things went right for us also. There are times when people have helped us. So sometimes what happens is, in the overall, life evens out. So it is that a person for whom we do good, that person may not do good in return for us. But somebody else will do a good turn for us. And overall, life evens out. So it depends on the specific situation. It's not that specific situation. If that person is just interested in exploiting us, just using us, fleecing us, then we may just say, no, I'm not going to help. You didn't help me. So it's reasonable to stop helping that person.
But
if it is done in a vindictive way, you know, you did not help me, so I will not help you. If it is done at the same level of consciousness as that other person is doing, then it becomes vindictive. But we all understand that we have limited time, we have limited energies, we have limited resources. And we all would like to foster the relationships we all would like to foster deep relationships. So we would invest our time, energy and resources in relationships that are going to be reciprocal. So if we are not getting reciprocation in a particular relationship, then we may decide not to invest in that relationship. Not because we want to get back at that person, but simply because we want to invest our time and energy where it is more fruitful. So to be reciprocal is not to be revengeful. No? So tit for tat is motivated by the same level of consciousness. You did like this, so I'll do like that. But we're not talking about tit for tat here. You know, you are talking about a situation where you helped the other person, but the other person didn't help you. So it's not that it's exact same action, because you have already taken the first step forward. So we are thinking here, we are talking here in terms of, Krishna also says, Ye tha maam prapadyante taam sathaiva bhajamya. Krishna says, as all people surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. So reciprocity is a basic function of human relation, is a basic feature of human relationships. You know? Neutrality is fine as a principle. But neutrality is not meant to be like stone-like. Neutrality should be impartiality. But neutrality is not unemotionality. You know, if we meet somebody and then we appreciate them for something, and it's no emotion. And somebody goes and scolds them, there's no emotion. Well, you think it's you're a very unemotional person. But you know, how do you develop a relationship with such a person? No, if somebody is speaking nicely with us, we speak nicely with them, and then the relationship develops further. So in any relationship, for it to develop, there has to be some reciprocity. See, love can be one way, but a loving relationship has to be two ways. The other person doesn't reciprocate, there's love, but there's no relationship over there. So that doesn't mean we break the relationship, but it is like different relationships can have different levels of intimacy. And then according to the level of intimacy in a particular relationship, we may decide to invest appropriately, proportionately. So because we have limited time, we may decide to invest more in a particular relationship and where we get reciprocation, and less in another relationship where we don't get reciprocation. Does that answer your question?
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Yeah.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thanks for your energy.